Hey guys, welcome to today's Instant Reaction Podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Of course, we are presented by the Exile Brewing Company. We thank them for their partnership with us here at Cyclone Fanatic. Always good to sit back on a cold Exile beer. They taste good after wins. We love the celebratory ones. Oftentimes, we need to result to them after a loss as well. That's what I'll be doing tonight when I get home. Iowa State loses to West Virginia 20-16 in a game where Iowa State was outscored 20-0. They got down 20-0, I believe. Yeah, it was 20-3 at halftime. Iowa State does make some adjustments in the second half, but not enough. Too many times we saw Iowa State today have to settle for field goals. You saw really a key to me that stands out in this football game, and we can get to a lot of the different specific stats, but I thought Iowa State dropped a lot of passes today that, you know, balls that they catch a month ago in Norman, Oklahoma. You know, and when you're on the road and when you spot a team that many points, there's just not a lot of margin for error. And, you know, Lazard had a drop at the end zone. I believe it was Trevor Ryan dropped the ball down. And those are plays that Iowa State has made in the month of October during that stretch. And they didn't quite have enough to make them today. I mean, at the end of the day, when you're playing West Virginia in Morgantown and you hold them to 20 points, you should win, right? I think we've got a – I don't know if I want to say Iowa State has a problem on offense right now, but they're just not producing over the last couple of weeks – at the rate that you need to in the Big 12. You know, luckily the defense was, despite giving up 524 yards today, Iowa State's defense didn't give up a second half point, which was really impressive. And that was huge. They were helped out by some timely West Virginia penalties. They had 8 of them for 85 yards. Iowa State was not penalized much today, 3 for 30. But Iowa State did not execute down the stretch in key moments, and that's why they lost today. That's what's frustrating about this. I mean, you have an opportunity here to go to 7-2, and you hold West Virginia to 20 points, and you can't come away with the victory. It's a frustrating game. You feel like Iowa State let that one get away. However, it's still hard to feel that too, though, guys, because you got down so early. I mean, you've got to admire the guys for fighting back the way that they did in a hostile environment. That's what happens when you get down. You start to press, and perhaps you don't make plays that you normally would when you're pressing like that. And I think maybe a little bit of that happened today. I wasn't crazy about some of the things I saw. I don't want to see Kyle Kemp attempt any more runs. I'm good with that. I'd like to see the Joel Dozer be brought back into this. We didn't see that at all today, where I felt like it could have been beneficial for Iowa State a few times. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to overreact to this because a 4-point loss at West Virginia, really good teams will do that. That will happen. But you still, at the end of the day, feel like you let one get away just by the way your defense played specifically in that second half. But Iowa State's got to figure out something offensively right now. Didn't score in the second half. Didn't score a touchdown in the second half against TCU, which you can, you know, I can look at that and say it's an elite defensive coach in Gary Patterson, a really good defense in TCU. I can live with that. You got to be able to score more than 16 against one of the worst defenses in all of college football, that being West Virginia. There's a lot of people smarter than me, like Jay will write his Sunday reaction column tomorrow where he can break down the X's and O's and we can start to really see where that went wrong. You know, I'm looking at it right now. David Montgomery had 115 yards today for 4.4 yards per carry. Kemp was all right, 27 for 40. He did have the one interception. I didn't think he was as sharp today. I think he missed a couple of throws that maybe Kyle had made. Or maybe he was being asked because they got down. Maybe he was being asked to make tougher throws than he has. I don't know. We haven't really seen Kyle Kemp play too much, other than that Oklahoma game, which I feel is like a little bit of an outlier because we really didn't even know who he was at the time. We still haven't seen him play from behind that often, which he had to do today. He certainly wasn't helped out by his wide receivers, though. A couple of key drops, I thought, down the stretch that, you know, Alan Lazard and Trevor Ryan, a couple of seniors on this football team, will go back wishing that they would have made those plays. That's my instant reaction. I mean, as far as the season goes, it's wide open. If you read my piece yesterday on Big 12 championship game scenarios, it's still wide open for Iowa State. If they beat Oklahoma State next week and win out, they're probably going to – it's almost a lock that they are in the it's almost a lock that they're going to be in the Big 12 championship game. So everything's still right there in front of them, but you got to find a way to bounce back after what I think is going to be a tough road loss. I think the guys will take that loss hard because I think they know deep down that's a game that they probably could have and definitely could have and I think should have won. That's your Instant Reaction podcast today. Of course, it is brought to you by our friends at Exile Brewing Company. Taking a deep breath. I got to go on Cyclone Reaction. That's coming up here on the Cyclone Radio Network. Thanks for listening, guys.